to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 6, entitled Always Accountable. It was written by Heather Belson, who has worked on shows such as Unforgettable and Black Sails. And it was directed by Jeffrey January, who has done The Walking Dead, Revolution, Teen Wolf, and Soul Surfer.
Okay.
So before we get into the recap, I just want to say we are reunited and it feels so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're back.
We're back. It's been a long week. I'm like, damn, it felt like I watched Walking Dead a long time ago, the episode. Because yeah. I did watch it Sunday night. We did an instant cast. We tried. We attempted to do instant cast.
Yeah, we attempted to do one. Over the phone.
Over the phone. But, yeah, I'm happy that we're back in the studio, back with our mics full, all our equipment.
Yeah.
Headphones. Everything's just right. So, sorry we were gone, you guys. Hopefully you guys stayed with us and all our listeners will be listening still because we have a new episode coming on tomorrow and we won't miss a beat on that one.
Right.
All right. So before we get into our recap, what did you think overall of the episode?
I loved it. I mean, it was exciting from beginning to the end.
Right.
When it started, I'm like, oh, shit. Who is that shooting at him?
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, I missed like the first 5 minutes when I originally watched it on Sunday. Because the hotel I was staying at did not have AMC. They didn't have it. So I had to get on Sling. And Sling is bullshit. Like, they promote this product that, oh, you can watch TV live over the internet. But no, it was kept leaking out on me. You know, like skipping or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm calling Gary. He's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. He's like, you want me to tell you what's happening? I'm like, no, I'm kind of pissed off that the internet's not working right now. So, yeah, I'm not a big advocate for Sling, but I did get to rewatch it, of course, and I got to see the opening sequence. So that was cool to see.
Yeah.
And it was exciting seeing Sasha and Daryl. That was like probably one of my favorite parts, seeing them. I mean, not Sasha and Daryl, Sasha and Abraham come out shooting.
Right.
It was like a big action movie.
Yeah. I'm becoming a big fan of Abraham.
Yeah.
And his sayings.
Yeah. His sayings are funny. I mean, I don't think anyone in real life talks that way, which is kind of a dislike we can kind of discuss when we get to it. But I do think his little one-liners are super funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's people out there that just use metaphors all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's possible.
Yeah.
Like him and Eugene, the stuff they say is like, who talks that way? Like, no one. No one talks that way, but who knows? Maybe I just haven't met enough people in my life. So, let's start with the likes. Our podcast goes likes, dislikes, listener letters, and then we do an award and a prediction. That's the format for the show. So, start off with the likes. As we were just saying, the opening sequence with Sasha and Abraham, them coming out blazing, it was like an action movie. Like, it looked like an 80s action movie because they had the old cars.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's funny you say that, because in the zombie apocalypse, man, you could pick any car you want.
Right, right.
I mean, you could just go up to a house, they're gone. You could take their car. And out of all the cars, you know, they pick like 1978 box Chevys.
Right, because it was not just Abraham and them that had the old car. The people that were chasing them, they had old cars, too. I'm like, what's the chances that everyone just picked a randomly old car?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they were built to last.
You know? I was just going to say that
they were
next.
Made of steel.
Yeah. Older cars, you know, they don't make the cars that way anymore.
Yeah. Maybe all the BMW stuff already rotted or something.
And those probably were the first ones stolen in the beginning. So they're probably, just because they're stolen, they should be somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe there's a whole bunch of BMWs on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Or in Florida on South Beach.
Yep. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I wonder how the zombie apocalypse look on South Beach.
I don't know.
Zombies in bathing suits and stuff.
I would love to see a zombie in a bathing suit. Maybe we'll see that on Fear the Walking Dead next season.
Maybe.
All right, so hearing the people's story, the people that kidnapped Daryl, I liked hearing their backstory. I mean, once again, we got to see what happened to other people besides our group, and then we know Alexandrian's story. But hearing their story, how they killed those walkers in the beginning, and they kind of thought, like, I don't know, I kind of thought of Terminator, like everyone's fighting the walkers in their own part of town. And, and then it turns out, no, people aren't really just fighting walkers, they're fighting each other. So hearing their backstory and how they came to be and where they went from like a friendly community to kind of helping each other. And then as time went on, it was kind of like, I can't even help you anymore. If I do, you owe me for it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, we already seen that a lot of people are fighting other people. Really thought that it was their only option now. They just had to survive. The world went to hell. But we see that a lot of people, instead of just killing zombies, they were trying to get ranks. They were trying to be the president of their neighborhood.
Right, the alpha.
The alpha. So it was, you know, self-serving to a lot of people.
And when you do that, it only lasts for so long because people are only going to put up with it for so long. Like these people that wanted to leave, and then that whole kneeling thing, which we'll get to later. But obviously it was not of I'm helping you just to help you kind of thing. It was like I'm helping you. It was kind of what happened at Beth's hospital storyline, you know?
Yeah.
They saved Beth, but it was like, oh, well, you have to now work it off because we saved you, even right. if you didn't ask for it. All right, Sasha leaving tracks for Daryl and just having faith that he'll come back for them and that he'll find them. I like that. I mean, she left footprints and she put the word Dixon on the wall, but if someone didn't know Daryl Dixon or whatever.
Or what size shoes she wear.
I mean, they would never paid attention. They would have known someone put footprints there, excuse me, but they wouldn't have known that was Sasha, or someone else would have said Dixon and thought maybe it was an old note from a family member years ago, but
yeah.
Daryl would see it and know that, hey, that's for me. So I thought, did you like that part?
Oh yeah, I loved that part.
Okay. And then as we were talking earlier, loose ends, Abraham's little one-liners,
yeah.
when he said loose ends make my ass itch.
Oh yeah, loved that line.
That was funny. I was like, who's, once again, who talks that way, but it was funny.
But it's so real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because I get that. Like, you know.
I got it.
Everybody has that kind of feeling. Like, you know, oh, did I turn the stove off? Or, you know, or did I do this? And you're kind of still thinking about it. You know, it's gnawing at you. So that's just something small compared to if I don't kill that zombie. I know that zombie's like 50 feet away. But what if I don't kill it and then it comes back for me later?
Yeah.
So the stakes are higher there. All right, so our MVP of the episode, Daryl, him wanting to give that medicine back to them, but at the same time, he didn't want to just give it back for nothing. So he was, like, taking random shit from them. He's like, give me that. Remember the guy at the carve-out, the little carving thing that he made?
Well, the thing is, while Daryl's with them, he got kind of understood how they operated.
Because
I'm pretty sure that if he could just really talk to them like normal people, which, I mean, they're normal people, but they've been in a different world this far.
Yeah.
So by him being with them and hearing them talk and understand how they operate, he knew how to talk to them. They wouldn't expect anything if he asked for something in return.
Okay. Kind of like what they were saying, how that saying they kept saying of we earned it, or we earned our keep, or right. whatever they were saying. Okay.
This is ours. We earned it.
Okay. And we see from over the past seasons how Daryl, he knows how to adapt quickly.
Right.
Like, I know he's had a little trouble adapting in Alexandria, but back in season 4, when he ran into those guys that tried to, like, hurt Rick and his family, remember, he started saying claimed, and he started using the terminology they use, like claimed right. or first or whatever. So, Daryl, he's fast with adapting to a situation. Like, okay, this is how you guys do things? Sure.
Yeah, he learns how they operate.
Right, right. And it was just so good to see Daryl back, like, we haven't seen him really do anything. We've seen him have spaghetti with Aaron and his boyfriend, and that might have been last season. But other than this, we haven't really seen him do much this season at all. So, I mean, maybe a few conversations here and there with Rick. So it was just really cool to see Daryl back in action.
And it's good to see that he hasn't changed.
Right.
Same old Daryl. He still has a good
heart. Yeah, same old Daryl. Yeah, because, well, season 1 Daryl is so different from, like, season 2 and on Daryl. Because season 1 he was a jerk, but he had his brother that was being a jerk with him.
He was a jerk in season 1, but he still did what he had to do. He still was protecting people.
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl's a good guy.
It was like, you know, this is how I was raised. I was raised that it's about us and not about you.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to survive, you know, I know that we got to do this together.
Right. Live together or die alone. So, yeah, I like Daryl, and I'm glad that he was back this episode. All right, and we mentioned on the instant cast, but I just want to discuss it again as far as the likes. Those guys that were after them the whole episode.
Right.
Them cutting that guy's arm off. And then, like, we were talking about when we were watching the second time.
Yeah, when we were watching the second time, I noticed before he cut his arm off, he said, but I want that watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they were still bartering.
Yeah, like, but it seems like they were friends because they were working together, but technically, I guess they're not friends.
Technically, they're not.
And it's like, you know, yeah, I'll save your life, but I'm going to take your watch.
I'm going to save your life, but you have to give me the watch.
Right. So, and then it's like, who gives a fuck about a watch in the zombie apocalypse? Like, that's right. What I'm thinking.
So they were still on a barter system, something for something. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if I cut your arm off, you have to give me that.
Right.
Okay, just take it.
Yeah. And then I thought it was weird when he was like, man, just walk it off. Like, what? Wouldn't somebody be passed out after their arm gets cut off? Like, how could you walk?
Would be in shock?
Yeah. Be in shock or something.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. It seems like you would be passed out, but I don't know the medical, you know, the medical stuff from it. So, but it just seems like you, I mean, I don't think I would be able to just walk it off. Someone just cut off my arm, even if it was to save my life, but... Either way, I thought that was a pretty cool scene, just seeing that they obviously know a lot. They're not like the Alexandrians, of course. They understand what needs to be done as soon as something happens.
And we probably already discussed this in our instant cast, but it's good to see that Daryl... No, I don't think we discussed this.
What was it?
But it's good to see that Daryl is taken from the Rick's playbook.
Yes, I mentioned it real quick, those three questions.
Right.
Yeah, I liked that. I really like Daryl because he tries. Like, he saw those people and he knew that they didn't really necessarily mean no harm, but he wanted to help them. You know, he understood where they were coming from. They did stuff out of fear. But at the same time, he realized, okay, you know what? They did this because they were scared, but they're not bad people. And bringing that up, I saw a lot of people online discussing, like, why did Daryl give up his bow and arrow and give up his motorcycle when they know that guy said he never killed anyone? Even though the guy said he never killed anyone, he already shot at Daryl. Remember when Daryl ran away? So it's like, yeah, just because he never killed anyone yet doesn't mean he's not willing to at this point. He's already shot at
him. It doesn't mean he's not capable of killing anyone.
And then that's if he was even telling the truth when he said he's never killed anyone. At one point, everyone has never killed anyone until they do.
Right.
So I didn't really have a problem with that part.
But what did Daryl say after he took his bike? Did he say you regret this? What did he say?
They're like, sorry. And he's like, you're going to be.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be.
Yeah, I like that.
And we already seen in the past that everyone that has taken Daryl's bow.
Right.
Has had something bad happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And Daryl always get his bow back.
Yeah, well, that's what someone was discussing. I was reading online, like, is this his original bow and arrow? Or has he just been able to find another one? Like, I don't know how often bow and arrows come about, but.
I think that. Everyone that took his bow and arrow.
It's come back to him.
It's come back to him.
Okay. It's kind of like Michonne's, her
sword. Yeah.
Sword or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess if you have a weapon of choice in apocalypse, you're going to keep finding that weapon.
Right. I would do a bow and arrow or the sword. Whatever keeps me the farthest distance from the enemy. Like, I don't want to actually get up and close personal.
I'll just give me the gun.
Yeah, the gun too. But then what if you miss? I don't know.
I mean, that's why I said give me the gun. You have multiple bullets.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Abraham finding those cigars and weapons. I liked that scene. I know you had some issues with it, which we'll discuss kind of when we get to the dislikes.
Yeah, I had some dislikes.
But I like that he found some cigars, he found some serious weapons, and hopefully they'll be able to use that to their advantage if those wolves come back to Alexandria.
Right.
Because at this point, they're on their way home, and hopefully nothing else crazy happens. Well, who knows? Because based on the ending, they may not go straight to Alexandria.
Right. Someone yelled, help.
Yeah.
Not yelled it, but somebody said help.
Yeah. And then we can just real quickly discuss that. Because on the instant cast, I swore it sounded like, what's his name? Glenn. But when we just watched it again, I was like, I don't know. I guess it doesn't necessarily sound like Glenn anymore.
You know, I was explaining that to somebody at work the other day. When they kept saying, yeah, that was Glenn. I recognized the voice. I said, yeah, you know what? That was Glenn. But... One thing about these television shows, they have a way of, they'll let you hear something on the live show or something,
mm-hmm.
or during a commercial. They may have a voice in the commercial. Then when you actually watch the show, it's a different voice.
Right.
And that's what they did for the live show. You know, they had the Glenn because, you know, people had the DVR rewinding, listening to have it on high. But when we saw it again on demand... I mean, it's like a completely different voice.
Yes. Are you saying you think they changed the voice from when we watched it on Sunday to this episode?
I think they changed the live voice, yes.
Okay. Yes, because Sunday, I swear, it sounded just like Glenn. And then today, it did not sound like him.
It's not reaching because they do it all the time. Mm-hmm. If you watch a commercial and they have like, what movies are those? Or television show where they been have the
a few movies,
the crazy voice on there, like it's a cover voice. Then we watch it, it's actually a voice,
a different voice. They did it on. We covered Wayward Pines this past summer.
They did it a lot on Wayward Pines.
And the there was like a conversation they had on a phone in one scene, and in the commercial or in the trailer, it was a man's voice on the phone, and then like in the actual episode of the show, it was a woman's voice on the phone. So, and they do that a lot in the movies. You'll hear people complain like, hold up, the scene that was shown in the trailer was not actually in the movie.
Right.
So, it's possible. I mean, I can't say for sure, but all I know is Sunday, it sounded just like Glenn. And then today when I watched it, it didn't sound like Glenn. So, the only thing I can think of is that we need to find out, one, when Daryl was on the walkie-talkie right now in the car, or Abraham, whoever was using that walkie-talkie in the car, it was Daryl. So, was Daryl using his own walkie-talkie? Or is at this point, was he using Sasha's? Because if he was using his own, okay, then...
They didn't take it.
They didn't take it. But if he was using Sasha's walkie-talkie right now, and those people took his walkie-talkie...
Right.
There could have been those people saying for help, the guy and the girl.
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out next week or soon.
Or it could have been somebody who found Glenn's walkie-talkie.
Well, I said that and you laughed at me on the Instant Cast. I said someone could have found his walkie-talkie.
I'm just throwing some stuff out there because still, when it came out of my mouth just now, it just sounds silly. Like somebody's going to crawl through the zombies like, excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh, walkie-talkie. Yeah.
But, so. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. It better make sense. Whenever we do see it, it better make sense.
Yeah, it better be no walker. Like, man. Damn, not these walkers talking. They sleep.
The walkers are talking. They sleep. They do all types of crazy shit.
Chill mode.
They sneak up on you.
They creeper. Yeah, I'm just saying, it better be a walker.
Yeah. Somehow the walker, it sounded like...
I'm not saying that I'm not going to watch The Walking Dead anymore if it's a walker. I'm just saying that.
I'm not going to be able to take The Walking Dead serious if it's a walker. Somehow the walkers have advanced to talking. All right, Sasha's speech to Abraham. It's kind of a like and a dislike, and I'll get to the dislikes when we get to dislikes. But the part of her speech about the likes I liked about it was her saying, you have to be accountable, which is the title of the episode, Always Be Accountable. And she was saying that it doesn't really matter if you're in the zombie apocalypse, it doesn't matter if you're like in regular life, you're always accountable for your actions. You always have a choice.
Right.
And I thought it really resonated with him. Especially after going after that army walker when Abraham went outside and the army walker that dropped.
Yeah.
And I think that really resonated. Like, why was he touching that army walker? Like, what the hell was that about? I think after hearing her speech and then seeing that, it kind of helped Abraham come to terms to, like, you know what? She's right. I need to stop. You know, like, kind of like what people were saying to her a few weeks ago or, you know, a few episodes ago. Like, chill out. You don't need to kill all these walkers. What Michonne was kind of telling her. So I just liked her speech.
Yeah, it was cool. It was good.
Yeah. And then another Abraham sayings is living the check to check. It's like, I've just been living check to check.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, it's also dislike. What the hell are you talking about, dude? I mean, I know check to check.
He said he was living life day by day.
Yeah, day by day.
Just check to check.
Yeah.
But he was looking at the long haul.
Yeah, but still, the words he used, it was...
I mean, I'm pretty sure that makes sense to a lot of people.
Okay.
Because a lot of people just, you know, live check to check.
Yeah. They don't see anything past the next 2 weeks or the week, you know.
Or the week, you know. So it was a good metaphor.
Right. All right. And then I liked, which is funny that I liked it because we have a listener letter that wrote something about it. And I guess there's been a little controversy over this comment. But I liked when he was like, a man can tell. He's like, you got some. And then that's when Sasha was like, you got some stuff to take care of. So that whole conversation was that he likes her. And she's like, I like you too. But you need to break up with your girlfriend.
Do you think that's what it was about?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what it was about.
Even though some people I was on Reddit and they're like, what was that whole thing about? And I'm like, no, yes, it was a little weird how they were talking. But that's what I definitely gathered out of it.
Yeah, that's what it was about. Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. Like, it's wrong because Rosita's like back at home crying and missing him.
Yeah.
Like literally crying.
Sasha, you home wrecking me.
No, she said you got to take some. But that's going to be like. Awkward, right?
Yeah, that would be awkward. Especially if they're in Alexandria.
Right.
That's some awkward stuff. I mean, you dating a dude that your friend just broke up with.
Right. Because they are friends. I mean, Rosita has helped Sasha when she was going through that tough time last year. That, which is why I really think, like, I really think Abraham is going to die.
But you know what's so funny about it? Huh. This shit happened in real life.
Yeah, it does. It does. You see it all the time.
See it all the time.
Someone used to date so-and-so, and they're like, they all, like, still work together, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, now their friend date them.
Yeah. I always find that weird, though.
Yeah, that's weird. Now you got to hang out. You the third. Your friend used to be the third wheel. Now you're the third wheel.
Yeah.
Of the relationship that you used to have.
Right, right. They did that, like... It was kind of criticized on How I Met Your Mother, the TV show. And because, like, they all kind of, like, dated each other, or a couple of them dated, like, one girl in particular, like, dated a couple of the friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't that weird? Like, you guys are all friends still. So, I don't know. It's just weird. All right. Anything else for our likes?
I mean, I have a lot of likes about this, but, I mean, that covered
the basics.
They covered the basics.
Yeah. It was a good episode. All right. So, we got some dislikes. We got a few, surprisingly. Going back to the beginning of the episode when we first met those people and they're like, we earned what we took. I didn't like that. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Be more specific.
Yeah. We earned what we took.
You know, usually, you know, I don't like when people explain stuff a little too much for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that right there was something that needed to be explained.
Yeah, it does. Like, they did all this other explaining about whatever they were talking about with the fire and going back and this and that.
Right.
But I'm like, and they, I mean, they kind of explained. They said the place got worse and worse, but they should have been like, yeah, to earn what we took, that means we got to, I don't know, we got to earn this. And so in order to take it, or I don't know, in order to eat, we got to do like 3 hours of work or something. I just didn't like that phrase.
Yeah, I didn't like it, especially without the explanation.
Right.
And then if it means what I think it means, I mean, that's still stealing.
What?
That, you know, we earn what we took. Yeah, like you going in your job and just walking out with like the desk and chair. I mean, yeah, you probably earned that shit. you can't just take it. I mean, a lot of people feel like they earned
what they took.
I mean, I feel like I earn a lot more than what I make.
Right, right. Always.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny, like when you apply for a job and they, like those jobs that have those long ass questionnaires. I don't even do those. I'm like, fuck that. But like, you know how they have those long questionnaires and they try to trick you and they go, oh, it's sometimes okay to take small things from your job. Do you ever see those questionnaires?
Yeah, I see those stupid questions.
Stupid questionnaires. It's like they're trying to trick someone into saying, yeah, it's okay. Just something small. Or like, sometimes I take just small little things from my job and you go true or false. Like, yeah, true. Just something small. It's like, what the hell? Are you guys trying to like catch an idiot? Admitting that
I'm pretty sure they have caught a lot
of
idiots.
Some people were like, yeah, see, they understand. But yes, true.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes some small shit.
Yeah, they like honesty.
Yeah, they like honesty. But anywho, yeah, as far as like that earn what we took, I think it's different than the zombie apocalypse. I mean, I think stealing is still a possibility. You can still steal in the zombie apocalypse. Like them taking Daryl's motorcycle.
Yeah, that was
clearly
that shit.
Yeah, that was clearly stolen. But in other cases, like, if they're all living together in Alexandria or living together, I don't know. To me, like, what Spencer did, was that really stealing?
Yeah, that was stealing.
Was it? Because it was for everybody.
It wouldn't be stealing if he didn't make that speech to everybody.
Okay.
Since he made that speech, you know, he set the standard for stealing.
Okay. Okay.
That's what made it wrong.
Like, yeah.
If he would have just went there with everybody and just took it and went back and, you know, it wouldn't have been stealing.
Okay.
It would have been surviving.
Surviving. JSSing. Now, I think there's just different preliminaries on what is stealing, what's stealing the zombie apocalypse versus what's stealing, like, right now in real life. Like, if they go to a store and they just want to take a random computer, even though there's no electricity or whatever, to me, that's not stealing because it's a zombie apocalypse.
No, yeah, that's surviving.
That's surviving. Whether, I don't know what they would do with the computer, but, you know, or they take clothes from Macy's at, you know, at the mall. That's not stealing in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
So, I don't know. And then them talking about kneeling, like, so are the people making them actually bow down and kneel?
Yeah, I wonder, was that a metaphor? Or are these people actually going in there and bowing down?
Yeah. And then who determines who's boss? Like, how did you all of a sudden become boss?
Because they said the word kneel a whole bunch of times.
A couple times, yeah.
So it may be like, are they really going in there and kneeling? Or is it just a metaphor, like, well, I don't know what it could be a metaphor like, but a metaphor like, okay, I'm working for you now.
Right.
I don't know.
And then it sounds like, well, this is kind of everywhere. I just finished watching the movie Unbroken. It came out like earlier this year, or maybe last year or whatever. And the whole time I was seeing that movie, there was like only like 5 guards and like 100 prisoners of war. And I guess it's like that with a lot of different things that's happened past in our society. But if I thought of it even watching this episode, like, okay, if there's all these people living in a town, there's probably only like 5 people in charge, and there's like 100 people that's not in charge. Like, why don't they just take over and overrun the people that are in charge? Like, they kind of said it on Game of Thrones. Remember when he was like, when the many stopped being fearful of the few?
Yeah.
So I kind of thought of that, and I kind of thought of it like how sometimes it's crazy how like a few people can somehow be in charge of a whole bunch of other people. And maybe those whole other bunch of people should kind of fight back and take charge.
Right.
So that's what I thought of.
I mean, if you still had the mentality of somebody got to be a leader, or somebody else had a mentality like, yeah, let's take over, but then now they want to be the king. See, it still is going to be in the same, you're still going to be in the same predicament that you're in.
Okay. Somehow you're going to still end up, there's always going to still end up being someone that's in charge.
Right.
I mean, that's fine, but if they're the people that are in charge are evil, I say let's overrun those people that are in charge and let's like start anew.
And then you may get the next evil person, or you may get a good person.
Maybe. May get a Rick.
I mean, and it depends on how you look at Rick, because a lot of people don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Rick's not going around. To me, Rick's still a decent leader. He's not the best, but he's not walking around making people kneel. Right. You know? But he is telling you got to get your shit together.
Actually, if we're using a metaphor form, he is going around asking people to kneel.
You think so?
When he said this is no longer a democracy?
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
No, at that point, way back, he's talking about season 2. He was telling people no more. We're not going to sit here and argue and complain.
Yeah. He's saying it's no more democracy. Now it's my way. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's not going to have people kneel.
No, that's what I said. If you think of it metaphorically.
Oh, okay.
Then that's basically what he's saying. That it's my way or the highway.
Okay. I mean, I guess I just don't see a problem with it because he's still being respectful to people. And he's just trying to do whatever he can for them, the JSS. So that's how I see it. But anywho, our next dislike, which was actually one that Gary mentioned, and I was looking, when we were watching it, Gary's like, what the hell? And that's with the walker that was coming after Daryl.
Yeah, the swole walker.
Yeah. It looked like it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger's skeleton or something. It was like swole. Like the skeleton was doing push-ups and stuff.
Yeah, because that walker was like completely skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
But he was built as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we learned that walkers be doing push-ups on their time.
Right.
And when nobody's around, they do a push-up and squats and shit.
Walker was at beast mode. Gary was like, what the hell? How is that walker only skeleton, but it's all swole up? So, yeah, I admit it. That was a dislike. He was just way too strong. Like,
he was way too strong looking to be skeleton.
Yeah.
It'd be bones.
Yeah. All right. So, why did the people wait? Remember when Daryl came back and took the gun or took his stuff back from the people, and then they heard the trucks coming, and then Daryl kind of ran off in the corner? Why did those people just stand there and wait for the guys to get out of their cars and say, hey, you guys, we're coming for you? Like, what was the point? I didn't get how they just stood there.
Yeah, like, I don't get that either.
As soon as the car pulled up, okay, they're here. Let's go run. You know? And that's when they were like, we earned what we took. Like, dude, stop with your speeches and run. So I didn't like that part.
Yeah. I guess she thought she was going to talk him out of killing them or taking them back or whatever.
Right.
Well, no, they were just going to take them back, saying that you got to work off this. You got to work off this gas we spent. You got to work off this manpower.
Yeah. All right. The walker that fell, that was a scene that you really didn't like. The army walker that Abraham was like taunting or whatever.
Yeah. Because I didn't think his body was deteriorated enough to actually just go through the gate like that.
Right.
Because when they showed the walker, and I made a statement to Nicole while we were watching it, I was like, dog, that walker have like the hands weren't clean, but they were like used for hands.
Yeah.
Like the walker was kind of useful. You know, they, I guess, made up the face a little bit, but it still wasn't deteriorated enough where the walker just slimed through the pole. So I really didn't like that part.
I'll agree with you. And mainly that scene, that part of the scene that I didn't like was the fact that that walker was like scratching. His hands were literally like scratching on Abraham. Now, Abraham did have gloves on, but I was just like, shouldn't he be getting infected? Like, the walker's all touching your hands and scratching your hands, and that's what I didn't like about it.
That's what I said before in an earlier podcast that we actually need a playbook. We need a book of actually, or a walker manual or something.
Right.
That we got to know what affects people, why it affects people. Like, I just want a whole book of it, because I want to be up on my walker terminology.
Yeah, because I swear in season one, they were like, make sure the blood doesn't get in your eyes and mouth. And now blood is all over people's eyes and mouths. And then it's like, don't let it scratch you. And like we saw people get scratched and die. Now,
so we actually need that book. So, you know, we could talk about this. So we could like throw flags in the play.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Because right now, you know, we can't, you know, officially be officials.
Right.
Because we really don't know the rules. I don't think anybody know the rules.
Well, there's six seasons. It's like, damn, do I have to go all the way back to season one to confirm that I saw someone get scratched and die to, you know, call bullshit? Or do I have to go back to season one and see blood get in somebody's eyes and see them change to be able to call bullshit?
Once I get that rule book, I will be watching Walking Dead with my whistle.
Right. Yeah. Flag on. I like the flag thing you just said. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what's next here? Oh, this was kind of a big one. I saw a lot of people discussing this online. The walker that ate that girl, the girl, like when she went up, she's like, oh, she was about to put flowers there or whatever. Okay, those walkers were completely still for the longest time. Didn't move an inch.
She done walked, kicked one of their feet.
I mean, come on. They were talking. They were loud. And then all of a sudden, once again, the walkers wake up and then just start eating her.
Yeah.
You know, and then, no, first she tripped when, actually, that's what happened. They woke up, and then she tripped.
Like, what did she trip over?
Yes, come on. I mean, I know you'd be frightened, like, oh, fuck, I thought they were dead, but.
I'm not tripping forward.
Yeah, I'm not tripping forward. I'm
tripping backwards. Trying to get away.
And then, not only that, wouldn't she have known better if they die, like, by fire? Shouldn't she have known, like, okay, they're probably walker? I don't know. Like, you know, no one, unless someone stabbed him in the head after they died.
I mean, it's like, you know, really, she kind of deserved to die.
Yeah. I mean, stupidity.
But, you know, I'm tired of Walking Dead doing useless killings.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by useless is they're not really killing people that we're becoming attached to.
Right.
They're killing random people that we meet. I guess they tried to, like I said before, they tried to up it by, you know, okay, well, she do have diabetes or something. She's on insulin. So you kind of try to make us sad that way that, okay, she's, you know, have this problem and we should feel bad when she dies. But, you know, I didn't. We didn't have any attachment to her.
Yeah.
That was like another one of those useful killings.
Right.
I'm sorry, useless killings.
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to, like, they really need to step it up. Like, do Game of Thrones-y. Like, go big. Like, Red Wedding big. Have a couple big characters die.
Or at least, you know, they should have had them three whoop Daryl's ass or something.
Oh, that'd have been brutal.
Give him a good ass whooping.
Yeah.
To where he's like barely, you know, like he had to do the army crawl away.
Yeah, I mean, but we've seen people get their ass whooped. We've seen Rick get his ass whooped and, you know, he's still alive. Yeah, but
I'm saying that I think that would have touched people more than the girl dying.
Yeah, that didn't faze me one bit. I didn't cry. I didn't go, oh, that's too bad. I didn't say anything. I just was like, okay.
I mean, I said something. I said, you stupid mother.
Yeah, so that was a dislike. And this was not, well, I guess it was kind of a dislike. It was not really a dislike. It was not a like, but just finding out Patty was the truck when they kept saying, like, oh, we got to look for Patty or we came back for Patty. But Patty ended up being the truck, like the license plate on the truck.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just had it here in our dislikes, but.
Yeah, because I thought they were going back for a person.
Person, right.
But then again, I mean, that really wasn't a dislike of mine because it kind of makes sense.
That they're going back for the truck.
Well, they need wheels to get out of there.
Right.
And I think that's why they took Daryl's bike at the end. They're like, fuck it. Fuck Patty.
Right.
Now we got wheels.
I think we're going to come into. I think we're going to see those people again, my personal opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Daryl got to get his boat back.
Yeah. All right. So next we're going to do listener letters. That's all we have for our likes and dislikes this week. We got a few listener letters. And just to remind you guys all, we would love to hear from you. We normally tape Monday evenings. So if you have your email, send it in by Monday, probably by 7 p.m., I would say. We tape Monday nights for the most part, and then the episode will release probably sometime Tuesday once we finish editing it. You can email us at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also write us on facebook.com/verdictsin or at @theverdictsin on Twitter, and we can read those comments as well. All right, so today we have an email from Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. Thanks for writing in. And she wrote, hi, Gary. Hi, Nicole. Also, hi, Gary's mom, and hi, Yolanda. Aww. She said, I really love this episode. I liked all the episodes except maybe Morgan's. the more I get away from Morgan's episode, the more I think it didn't need to be 90 minutes long. And we definitely agree there with you there.
Yeah. I mean, although I like Morgan's episode, but yeah, it shouldn't have been that long.
It shouldn't have been 90 minutes. She said, anywho, I'm digressing. I really love the first half of the season. I like the way they're using one day and showing what happened to everyone on that one day when they split into different directions.
Right.
I've been trying to type up the day as one continuous story, but I think I'll have to wait until the mid-season finale. So I like that too, but in a way, it also feels like today when we were watching it again, I was like, damn, the story hasn't gone anywhere. It's like still Sunday or still Monday there, you know? It's not moving. The story's not moving along.
I appreciate that because, I mean, this is for the first time that we're actually seeing what happens to everybody within a 24-hour period. That we're not just seeing one person and it's the next day and you see what happened to the next. I mean, just like Tiffany, I appreciate that. I like that.
Okay. And she said, so right at the beginning, I get the sense that our crew, Daryl, Abraham, and Sasha, accidentally drove into an ambush that was set up for someone else. And I would agree.
Yeah.
She said, but I love how they just get right into handling the threat. And I think the ambush was set up for the three people that Daryl comes across. So I agree. Like, those people, and Sasha mentions that. She's like, they weren't just waiting for us. There's no way they were waiting for us. They were waiting for someone.
Yeah, they didn't know they were coming.
Right. So they probably just know who they were shooting on, or they didn't really care who they were shooting at. I mean, eventually they figured out who they were shooting. They knew that they weren't shooting at the three people they were looking for, but apparently they're like, oh, well, we're shooting at someone else that's surviving. Because obviously if someone's still alive in this point, they're probably strong people.
Yeah.
All right. She continues, I was a little more confused about what was going on in the damn woods, though. They were burned, right? And from Skinny White Girl number one, they get to her, her words, not mine, and they get to her and some other people burn down the woods trying to get to the zombies, right? And some of the zombies just walked directly into the fire. But what was this supposed to accomplish? Did they burn it down on their own or to stop someone? I know it was deliberately vague, but come on now.
Well, they explained it. Well, he explained it. The guy said that they were trying to kill the zombies. They were trying to fight the zombies because they thought that is what everyone else was doing.
Right.
They thought that, you know, once they got the zombies on their end, the other people got the zombies on their end, they could go back to being civilized. But it just didn't work like that. Thing was, he was trying to destroy all the zombies, and they said that after a while, more zombies kept going into the fire. Mm-hmm. So they're basically killing themselves. Well, not really dying, because we saw the motorcycle zombie sitting there, you know, skeleton.
Right.
But it's, you know what? That was a dislike of mine. That a zombie was a skeleton, but he found a way to breathe. Like, what are you breathing with? How is your head moving?
Well, that's with all the walkers. How are they're all dead and they're somehow breathing.
I mean, they still got bodies, though.
Yeah.
They got bodies you can see. But I'm saying if you're not seeing lungs or not seeing that, you're just seeing straight skeleton.
I know. I think they described it on Fear the Walking Dead. No. They described it on one of them. Maybe it was on The Walking Dead, like season one at the CDC, and they were showing them that it's just like a part of their brain comes back on. So okay.
All right.
It's just that's why they're able to kill them from the brain because I don't know, it doesn't make sense. You can't make sense of walking.
Yeah,
of walkers.
Well, I'm off subject. but yeah, they said they were just trying to kill the zombies in their area, and that's the result of it.
Okay. I agree with her, though. Some parts of the whole them being in the woods, I was confused about. Like, when they're walking to get the patty thing, and then coming in, they're like, oh, no. And they see all those zombies, and they're like, maybe she made... See, that's another thing. Patty was the truck, but they're like, well, maybe she made it. Remember? They're like, so, like, what the fuck? Like, so I don't get that.
No, they said Patty's gone.
But then why are they like, well, maybe she made it? And they're like, he's like, nah, she didn't make it. That's what the guy said. And then the girl, like when she was dying, wasn't the girl that's dying, she's like, I'm so sorry, why are you sorry, you're dying, like
it was her sister saying I'm so sorry.
No, but I could have sworn she said I'm sorry too, like the girl as she was dying, like I'm so sorry. And then she's like, we had to try, like what the fuck are we talking about? Like, I didn't like some of those scenes as well. Okay. And she said, did anyone catch the guy's name? I'm going to call him Redneck Rick. Once again, I didn't say it. She said, I didn't know what to make of RR. Yeah.
RR.
Yeah. So that's a little better.
Two nicknames.
Yeah. Like after everything Daryl did for them at the end to steal his bike, I'm not sure what I was supposed to take from that. Is RR a bad person as the group? Is he trying to escape from? Because Daryl came back, gave you the insulin, defended you against people he doesn't know, offered you a place to stay. I can see them not trusting him, but where are they going to go?
And I think they said they were going back.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. They were just willing to go back because they felt they couldn't survive on their own.
Right, right. Because Daryl said, all right, go take a knee.
Yeah, go ahead and kneel.
Go ahead and kneel.
Right.
So, yeah, I think they were scared to go with Daryl because they were scared to be on their own once again. Mm-hmm. So they were going back.
And maybe that's why they had to take his bike and his bow and arrow so that way they have something to come back with.
Right.
Like, oh, well, we have this.
Yeah.
But those people seem so evil, I'd be scared to go back. Like, okay, what if they kill me when I come back and just take my stuff?
But I guess this, you know, goes to people, like I said, mind state, mentality. And that's going back to what I said about Daryl, how he adapted to what they were going through and said, hey, what do you got in your pocket? Give me that, and I'll give you this. Because he understood how they operated. And the thing is, I guess after operating like that so long, they're familiar with the people that they were with, bad or not. They're not familiar with Daryl's group. You know, they probably fear Daryl's group. Like, even though Daryl said this is a place you can go, they don't know what to expect when they get there.
They fear the unknown.
Right.
And then even earlier in the episode, when Daryl was trying to talk to him, they're like, we don't want to hear any of your lies. You'll say anything.
Right.
So they probably don't trust them.
But by going back to the group that they dislike so much, at least they know what to expect.
Right.
They know they got to, I guess, work for what they get.
Right. And she said, I'm not angry at the Abraham Sasha thing. A lot of folks don't even know that they are in love with the Coco until it sneaks up on you. So I'm feeling for Abraham. He's surrounded by all kinds of chocolate, PYT, but I kind of do understand where he's coming from. If he didn't really expect to live past the next day, and you have Rosita constantly walking around in short shorts, then I might be tempted to hit that every day too. Tomorrow's not promised. She's right there. She has the same live for the moment attitude. But then you get behind the walls of Alexandria. It's not just living for the next day, and it dawns on you. Besides those short shorts, me and Rosita don't have much in common.
Right.
But then he meets Sasha, who's a little older, has experienced some shit, seen some shit, and calls him on his shit. That has a way of being very attractive. So
I agree.
I like that. And then that's what I meant by her next comment when she says, well, let me read it first. She goes, and people are all offended at a man knows comment. So I didn't know people were offended. I kind of like that scene.
When he said a man knows?
Yeah, when he's like a man knows. And she said comment. But he's right. Sasha may not be up in his face, but she has been keeping an eye on him around Alexandria. Remember when he was getting drunk on the steps? Who stopped and checked on him? Sasha. I think at the little mixer they had for Rick's group, Abraham checked on Sasha.
Yeah.
I believe it's a little fuzzy. There have been a bunch of little things like that. And since they entered Alexandria and Abraham said, who's Deanna? I've not seen Abraham or Rosita together. Thinking back to last season when they were at the Alexander party, actually it was Abraham and Michonne talking to one another.
Right.
It's possible he talked to Sasha that night as well. Well,
yeah, I think when Sasha came in, because remember Sasha came in there before
Spencer was at the door.
Yeah, but him and Sasha didn't talk before Sasha went noodles with nuts on everybody.
I don't remember. I remember Abraham and Michonne talking outside.
I remember them talking outside, but she said that Abraham was checking on Sasha.
It's possible. We'll have to see. I mean, remember we discussed earlier this season how, I think it was last season, when Sasha was sad about Bob dying. He's like, you're with friends here. And she's like, we're not friends. So, like, I kind of remember them having some social contact, but now I have to go back and, like, pay attention.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of interaction this season. Okay. Or last season.
Last season, after Bob died?
Right.
Okay. And she wrote, anywho, I can't think of anything else right now, so I'll do my awards. So she has some awards for us.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Yep. Ain't Fair and Shit Award, Daryl Dixon. That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
When they took his motorcycle and crossbow, I would have panicked. Not Daryl. He was like, hot damn, oh well. Tiffany, oh my gosh, the things you're saying here. Okay, she said, hot damn, oh well, let me use my tracking skills and see what's around. And Daryl kind of does have that, like, you know, country accent or whatever. But I don't think he's the phrase, hot damn, like, ever in life.
And that nonchalant attitude, like, right. Shit.
But Daryl does have a nonchalant attitude.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes, like, oh, shit, I'm not going to sit here and pout about it. Let me just move on, you know? All right, death predictions. She still wants Jesse to go down. I don't like her kissing Rick. I don't like her trying to be hard. And I don't like how fashion forward she is in the ZA. the little blousy top, the short boots, whatevs. And then she goes, I know I sound hatery, huh? Hope you had a great trip. You know what? Thanks.
I don't see any problem with what she's wearing because, you know, like Daisy Duke was running the hazards all that time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I don't have a problem with Jesse. I don't want her to die due to the fact that she has children and the children already lost the father.
Yeah.
So, like, who's going to watch these children now?
Man, who cares? This is a zombie apocalypse, man.
I know, we need to little start, Sam.
We need to start getting real with this show.
Yeah, I don't know.
We need to start killing off everybody.
I don't want her to die, but we'll see. Yeah. But thank you, Tiffany, for writing in. That was funny. All right, we have an email from Yolanda. Thank you, Yolanda, for writing in.
What's up, Yolanda?
She wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, has Abraham lost his damn mind? You don't cheat in the zombie apocalypse. It would be awkward.
It is awkward.
And she said, what's up with Sasha batting her eyes at him? Wasn't she just playing Billie Holiday records and drinking wine in the dark because Bob died?
Yes, she has moving on.
She's moving on. She said, at least Rick waited a year before killing a man so he can have the wife. Most likely to die goes to Abraham, who thinks he's going to have some chocolate cake and eat it too.
Chocolate cake, huh?
Yeah. Not if Rosita has anything to say about it. Who was saying help in the walkie-talkie? Abraham's future self after Rosita was through with him. That's funny. He's hearing his future self. That'd be kind of cool. Like, they've done that on, on sci-fi shows, you know? I can't think of one, like, right away. But, like, you know I'm talking about, like, sci-fi shows. But
yeah.
All right. Although maybe Rosita would go all doth and smooth with Eugene and he'd finally lose the mullet. Ew. Rosita, I already feel like Rosita's kind of, and this is, like, no disrespect, but I feel like she's already kind of lowered her standards for Abraham.
So, she's actually lower standards?
Yeah, because she's like a really pretty girl. And like Abraham, I mean, nothing's wrong with him per se.
Well, Sasha's a real pretty girl too.
Yeah.
So do you think that, you know, her and Abraham are... Sasha's a pretty girl also. So do you think her and Abraham, is she lowering her standards?
Okay, you make a good point there. Yeah, I guess so too. I don't know. I'm just not like physically attracted to Abraham. So I just go like, I don't see how they're feeling him.
I mean, come on. How many options do they have right now?
Yeah, I mean, if they were smart, they would have hopped on Rick a long time ago before Jesse got there. Like, they had first dibs on Rick. Who else is there?
Come on, Rick was going noodles.
Yeah, you know, Daryl needs to take a shower before anyone considers him.
Rick had... I guess he was with his wife the whole time.
Yeah, well, she's been dead since season 3.
No, but after she died, then he just went crazy.
Yeah.
Remember, he started gardening and shit?
Yeah, that's not crazy. Gardening is crazy now. He was just JSSing. He was JSSing.
Come on, that's crazy. I mean, he's a soldier. I mean, there's people for every job. And what's a soldier when they, you know, hang up his gun and go plant some corn and shit? There's a problem with that.
I'm trying to think what other options they have. Eugene is definitely not an option.
Every man on this show is an option.
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, if I was a man who couldn't get a woman.
Oh, there's Morgan. Duh.
Yeah. If I was a man who couldn't get a woman in everyday life, couldn't get a woman, couldn't get nobody, man, the zombie apocalypse would be like the shit.
You would have all these choices now.
Yeah. Like, what other options do you got?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Rosita. I would hope she would not get with Eugene.
The zombie apocalypse is the ugliest man heaven.
Yeah, it is. It is. And she said, Abraham did have the best line of the season with loose ends make my ass itch. And she wrote, maybe itches because there's no more Charmin toilet paper. Which is true. You never hear them talk about like toiletries like that. Like toilet paper.
Well, they've been wiping their ass with leaves for a while.
For a long time before they... came to Alexandria.
Yeah. Ugh. If they were wiping ass.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Using old clothes. Maybe that's why they didn't get to change clothes, because the new clothes they bought, they had to keep wiping their ass with it. Something like that.
Right.
Something. I heard like one time in like another country, and maybe they were just joking, but like they wiped their hand. Like that's why you shake with your right hand, because people used to wipe their ass with their left hand. Like, have you heard that before?
Well. They probably had tissue on their left hand when they wiped it, but yeah, I heard that before, but I didn't think they wiped it with their bare hands.
I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. All right, and the last thing she wrote is, don't leave me hanging this long. Your podcast makes the work commute so enjoyable. Till next week, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Thanks, Yolanda. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it has been a long week. It's especially been a long week for me. Without Nicole here.
Yeah.
Man.
Gary was taking care of the kids all by himself.
By myself. It was, boy, was it rough.
Yeah.
I mean, kids asking what they want for breakfast. They talk about ice cream.
It was nice not having to, like, cook, clean, or do laundry or any of that for a whole week. So.
Yeah. Trying to put the kids to bed, and they keep asking me for 30 more minutes and stuff. Yeah.
See, you don't fall for that. I don't fall for that crap.
I fell for it the first night.
Yeah.
Then I was late to work the next day because I couldn't get them up.
All right. See? You don't fall for that. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for writing us in. Make sure you guys write us in more. We would love to hear from more of our listeners. So dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. Write us in by Monday night. Even though you usually won't see the episode post until Tuesday, we tape Monday night and it doesn't post until Tuesday. And then also check out our other shows. TheVerdictsIn.com shows all our shows. I'm just going to give a quick plug since I'm already doing it. We have Game of Thrones was our very first podcast. So, you know, it's a little sketchy in the beginning, but I think it's a really good one that we had a real fun doing. We did Ballers on HBO.
Yeah.
They got signed for a second season. So we'll cover that as well. Wayward Pines.
Was a big one.
Was one of our biggest, most successful podcasts. Orange is New Black. We only did season 3, but I thought we did pretty good there.
Yeah. And we covered season 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. We did like a recap of season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So just check out some of our other shows and tell us what you think there. We appreciate it. All right. So now I'm for our awards. I Ain't Fair and Shit. It's pretty much easy. It's pretty much what I think Tiffany said. It goes to Daryl. Like, it has to go to Daryl.
It has to go to Daryl.
I mean, for a moment, I was going to give it to Sasha, but because she was not Fair and Shit. I mean, her, Abraham, they got out of the car. You know,
for a moment, I was going to give it to Abraham, but then I realized it was just stupidity.
Yeah, yeah. There's a difference of being brave and being stupid.
Right.
So I'll give it to Daryl. He was awesome.
Has to go to Daryl.
Yeah. So it's good to see that he's back. He's finally doing something. He ain't Fair and Shit.
He's not.
You guys probably already know my most likely to die. It's going to go to Abraham. Like, seriously. Like, each week, it's more and more clear that Abraham's going to die.
Yeah.
It's so clear. Like, he's going to die. He now, all of a sudden, he professes his love. Well, I don't know if he says love, but he professes that he likes Sasha. He has a girl waiting back at home for him. It's clear. He's never going to make it home. Now he realizes how life he's not living check to check anymore. He's not living day to day. He's going to die before he gets to get with Sasha, before he can confess to Rosita that he doesn't want to be with her anymore. And then Sasha's probably going to have to go through that heartbreak again. So, yeah, Abraham's going
to
die.
Well, since we're going back to Alexandria next week, I'm going to have to give it to, what's her name, Dana?
No, Deanna.
Deanna.
Okay.
I'm going to have to give it to Deanna because she's not built to lead.
Okay. You know, I just finally saw the trailers for next week's episode, and it was like they barely showed anything. So I think a lot of stuff's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
Because it was like they couldn't show much of anything. It was like, did that scene already happen? It was like, you know.
Yeah, you know, maybe, yeah, maybe they just showed some random.
Some random scenes.
Maybe we're not going to be back in Alexandria.
No, because it showed Rick with a gun. But I'm like, okay, Rick has a gun like every episode.
Every damn episode,
like,
Rick has a gun.
You didn't show me anything, so.
Every episode, he's running.
I mean, we got to fight to survive. You've said that 100 times. I don't know if this is from season 4 or season 6.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. If we go back to Alexandria,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be Deanna.
Okay.
I mean, she's not built to lead. And then, you know, she's hardcore now.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's, you know, hitting on
hitting the fence.
Yeah, the fence with her fists and stuff. Like, you know, I think she's getting a little too cocky.
Right.
I mean, she thinks she's going to go to hand battle with him now.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's not going to survive. And if we don't go back to Alexandria, if they go toward the help, then yeah. Yeah, I think it has to be
Abraham. Okay, well, let me do that too then. If we don't, I'm pretty sure we're going to see Alexandria. So if for some reason Abraham is not in next week's episode, let me do that disclaimer. If he's not next week's episode, the person I think who's going to die at Alexandria would probably be Rosita. It'd just be perfect. He comes back to actually break up with her and then she's dead.
That would be perfect.
You know?
I mean, I'm going to lay the scene out for you. He come back. She's already dead. Then he tells Sasha, I can't get with you after this shit.
Right. Or he comes back. She's almost dead. And then now he can't tell her, you know, her dying words. Her dying words are, I love you. I'm so glad I met you. And of course, he doesn't have to tell her. Or he comes back, tells her. And then right if he tells her, she dies. Boom.
Or he dies because he kill him.
Or they both die. I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay. All right, you guys. Well, we will be back tomorrow night, Sunday, for our instant cast. And then we only have 2 episodes left before we take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yep. They do that little break. And maybe next week, maybe you watched Into the Badlands, right?
Right. Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah. So I want to watch it, too. Maybe we can do, like, a little recap on that.
Yeah. It was good, but you know my issue with it.
Yeah.
My issue is, you know, Hollywood got a hold to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, everybody knows Kung Fu and the shit.
Right.
But overall, like, the story is a good story, mm-hmm. but I guess the characters, you know, I don't quite agree with.
Okay. So we'll see it and we'll discuss it.
I mean, who was on the plantation? What master on the plantation knew Kung Fu and shit?
I'm going to have to watch it. I didn't watch it, but I seen trailers and I'm like, okay, hopefully they don't, you know, do what Hollywood does.
No, they Hollywooded.
Okay.
They did it.
That's unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
All right, well, I'll look at it and try to do a recap soon.
Yo, Hollywood is stealing somebody's culture.
Right.
Quickly.
post it up like nothing.
Post it up. Yeah.
But that's a whole different subject, so.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
Have a good one.